Hey everybody, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 6 of season 3 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dan.
On today's episode, we talked all about girl code. If you know, you know. But before we get into that, this week's episode is sponsored by Sage and Ish. Has your energy been off? Feeling like you need to recenter? Well, Sage and Ish has you covered. From sage to crystals to homemade soy candles, Sage and Ish has the essentials you need to be spiritually aligned and back on your ish. To stay spiritually educated, follow them on Instagram at sage_n_ish. Make sure you tell them Pillow Talk sent you. Hey, Asha. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us. So before we hop into today's topic, I want to give you a chance to reintroduce yourself, let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you on social media.
Hey, ladies. Thank you so much for having me on this episode. I love Pillow Talk Podcast and it's so good to be back. So just a quick intro about myself. My name is Asha Westcott. I'm currently working in the marketing and communications field. Something that I do that's a passion of mine is that I have my own podcast now.
Yes, like yourself, girl.
Called The Questions Queen Podcast, where we talk about all things Black love and relationships. My social media handle is @_Oshkosh, and it's spelled _ASHKOSH.
Yes. Thank you, Question Queen. Yeah. So today's episode is all about girl code. So when y'all hear the term girl code, what automatically comes to your mind?
I think of sisterhood. I think of loyalty. I think of friendship. I think of love. Those are the words that just kind of popped into my mind because as girls, we have our own code, like, and we kind of speak the same language. I wouldn't say kind of, but I would say we do speak the same language in terms of the loyalty factor, in terms of, you know, sisterhood and, you know, how to handle your friendships with care and things like that. So that's what I think of when I hear girl code.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I can't add anything else. So when we think about this like language and this unspoken this aspect to it, what are some common rules that everybody know you can't violate?
Okay, first thing that comes to mind is never date or have sex with a guy that your friend has expressed to you that she likes or that she's been with. I think that's number one. Like, that's across the board. It doesn't matter what culture you come from. Everybody knows that if it's your girl's, like, crush, or if it's your girl's, like, you know, old fling, old boo, you do not mess with that man. You leave him alone. Leave him alone. He is off limits.
Yeah.
You told me to just say one, right?
No, I'll say, that's the main one. So definitely ask somebody they have a relationship with completely off the table. There is no questions. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the crush one, I feel like that's a little tricky only because, all right, I don't typically, if I like somebody, I got them. It's no, I like him, you know, I'm trying to pursue him. I'm a little shy. No, I tell somebody, I'm going to get this guy. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get him. So what if you have a friend who is just like, I like him. He's cute. You know, like really that little giddy schoolgirl crush. But the possibility of that happening, you know your friend and you know the guy. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Like, is it still off limits?
So I hear what you're saying, and I definitely, I would say that you can maybe pass, like, that a situation like that can pass with just a conversation, because first things first is you got to respect the girl code, and you got to reach out to your girlfriend, best friend, whoever, and say, hey, I know you said that you liked I don't know, so-and-so, let's say James or something like that. But I'm kind of feeling him now. So how do you feel if like we started talking? And then let her give her complete answer. Like if she's kind of throwing shade towards you in her response, then obviously, you know, like not to mess with him. Or you can just say, okay, well, you know, I'm choosing him over you, just because a lot of girls do that as well. But just understand that the friendship won't be the same. You possibly could lose a friend. But if, say, like you said, Fatima, if it's just a crush and nothing really happened, and say the friend says, oh yeah, go ahead, I don't really care, then by all means move forward. And if she's comfortable with it, then that works. Because I have done that. Like, I have to be honest, I have done that to certain friends or even acquaintances. It may be a guy that I've said, oh, I like him, and then the guy ends up liking her. And so in that situation, okay, me and the guy, we never had anything, especially I don't want any guy that don't want me. So I'm always just like, girl, you can have him, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But I do understand that like some girls are uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
It depends on the friend as well. Cause you know, we have those friends who are just boy crazy and like everybody, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's nobody left. So
hold on.
Like, just cause you like them, were you like seriously trying to pursue them, mm-hmm. or was it just like a little, oh, I think I might could get him, like that's different.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I feel like we as women can be territorial, and it's a little hurt piece when mm-hmm. the guy that we want don't want us back. We be a little sore.
Right.
So it could be like, oh no, you know, like it's always a thing on Twitter and Instagram. Like girls would be like, he used to be in my DMs, or we used to text, just to throw some shots. Like, girl, we too grown for that. Like, if you, like Dom said, right. you are seriously pursuing this guy. Come on, because women, we, for us to like somebody, you gotta know him, and like he has to assimilate us mentally. Like, he might be cute, but we not really gonna like him unless we mm-hmm. gotten to that point with him. So if you think he's cute, that's different than you trying to pursue him.
Yeah.
And y'all can both think he's
It's funny that you mentioned that, like the whole sliding in the DMs part, because I was actually just thinking about this because I stay in my thoughts a lot. But I don't announce if a guy has slid in my DMs. I don't announce it to a friend if they are telling me, oh, this guy, I'm interested in them, and you know, we had a date and things like that. I won't mention it at all, because what happens is, well, one, let me just rewind. The number one reason why girls even mention it to the other girl, like, oh yeah, he used to talk to me, it's just to feed her own ego. It's an ego booster. The fact that you're telling the girl, oh yeah, your man, he wanted me too. It's all ego booster. And to be honest, that's not my goal when I'm talking to my friends. If they're telling me that this is a guy and all he did, like this is a guy they like, this is a guy that they went on dates with and blase, blase, and they're sharing the information with me. And I know that this guy has slid in my DMs, but it didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let it go. Cause what is it? It's a slip. Like, okay, he tried to talk to me. I'm a cute girl, so why would he not want to talk to me? But at the same time, how does this benefit my friend? And how does this help her situation? It doesn't. And so I just keep that secret to myself, and I just let her carry on. And when I see the guy, if me, all three of us are together, I'm acting like nothing even happened. And I'm gonna be like, hey, what's up? My name is Asha. And because I've never met this person in real life, like, you just slid in my DM, so I don't care about this man. Exactly. Not the way that my friend would.
That is a really, really good point. Because yes, girls definitely just throw that in there.
You asked me that.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. If it didn't go anywhere, and it's some guys, that's how guys they slide in DMs, they send her eyes and Instagram. Yeah, like they just do it for fun. So let that go to your head and bring it up in an instance, it's definitely shady. And thinking about being shady, do y'all feel like it's shady to repost or retweet something that relates to a situation that your friend is currently dealing with? So like if your friend got a baby dad that had a baby on her or some craziness, baby daddy drama, and you repost something about like, I can never have a baby dad and have baby daddy drama. Do you feel like that's shady?
I don't think it's shady because the friend is just saying, this is what I wouldn't stand for. Now, that friend isn't me. That, you know, my friend, they don't go through what I go through. So I wouldn't hold it against them. Because that has happened to me before, where people talk about, oh, I couldn't do certain things, like I couldn't stand a man that does this, or I wouldn't be able to deal with a man that's like this, or like when people talk about men being broke and stuff like that, like I don't really care that much about like how much money a guy has, because I have my own money, and so that really just isn't a worry for me. So I always just kind of look at it like, okay, you're talking about you wouldn't be able to deal with it. However, when I tell you something about how I'm dealing with it, you better be that supportive friend that's going to give me the best advice, because at the end of the day, you're my friend and you shouldn't be trying to throw shade. But, and also it goes back to like, okay, if I'm taking it personal from what she said, then I obviously like am insecure about this situation. And so if I'm secure with, okay, for example, my man not having money, then that post would not affect me.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
that's a different way to look at it.
Yeah, it is. How you feel about it, Dom?
The way you worded that example did seem a little shady. I'm like, oh, like, but like there are some memes that are like funniest, you know, just supposed to laugh. So like it can be more lighthearted. It might be like, ooh, is that about me? But then it's like you can laugh it off. So like it's not right. Like you're trying to start drama. It's just like, you know, a little funny post. So if it's like a meme like that, I don't see the problem.
Yeah, right. I agree.
It depends on the timing. Now, if I was just on your line crying about this crazy, hella specific situation, and now your TL and your Instagram feed is filled with reposts about it, all right, girl, I'm gonna be side eyeing you like, okay, like you guys have to get off.
Now that's shady.
Yeah, but like it's a lot of like Justin LaBoy memes that everybody's reposting and everybody can laugh at and be like, that sounds like me. That's funny. Yeah. Like, even if, like, send a TikTok. Like, I'm quick to send a TikTok to my friends. Like, this made me think about you. And it reminds me of a situation that we can now laugh about. Like, I'm not trying to be shady.
TikTok is shady.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, TikTok's algorithm is hella shady. Knows your whole
life. But so, TikTok make me feel seen.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay. Okay, TikTok, y'all heard me.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But like back to girl code, are there any other rules that y'all like are like, you cannot cross this at all?
For me, I think that's the number one right there in terms of like dealing with somebody's ex or like an ex fling that they had, and they had either they were intimate or if they went on a date. I think that's the number one right there, because I'm gonna be honest, like I know my friends probably talk about me behind, like, I mean, I don't know, like, oh girl, yeah, I should look the mess, like not on no shady stuff, but I know that there are times where I may do something and it may offend them, or maybe I said the wrong thing and they just need to talk it out with somebody else, like, yeah, I should said this and I didn't like how like she said that to me. And so if they're talking about it with another friend, then I understand, because you always need that outlet, or you need that person that you can like bounce your ideas, your thought processes. You need to like just bounce it off of somebody. So I get that. But yeah, I mean, that's probably that number one is the most sexy.
It could be because it, you know, if you depend on the person and like how negative the situation is, like that venting can turn to talking shit. But if you know you got some good friends in your corner, it's just simply venting and they're getting off their chest. Just like you said, they have the healthy outlet and get a different perspective, because that other person might be like, no girl, Asha wasn't wrong, you're wrong.
Right, but, exactly.
Yeah, so
and like to your point, Fatima, I think that's one thing that like some people would identify that moment, like that venting moment, as being shady, or like, oh, why are you talking about me behind my back? However, if you're talking to somebody that has my best interest or that you know isn't going to, like, you know, come back to you and say, like, oh my gosh, Asha, she's a mess. Like, she's, you know, like, giving you terrible feedback, then, yeah, you're indulging in the whole talking shit.
Right.
And so if you're entertaining that kind of conversation where people are just speaking poorly on my character and who I am overall as a person, then yeah, I don't want to be around you. However, if you're talking about me in a way like, oh, this is something Asha did and I need some help to figure out how we can work this out together, you know, because I still value our friendship, then yeah, like, that's fine.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And thinking about friendships, like, what are your friendship standards and expectations? So we kind of just talked about some, like, you know, going, aligning yourself with people who have yours and my best interest at heart. But what else? Like, what are your non-negotiables when it comes to friends?
I never thought about my non-negotiables for friends.
Reframe.
I would say this is a good question, because I'm in a space of evaluating, like, my friendships and how I show up for my friends lately. Actually, throughout the entire 2022, I just want to do better in showing up for my friends. But I think one of the non-negotiables would be just disloyalty. Another one is like trying to argue with me, like, all the time. Like, I do love a good debate, and I want you to check me when I'm wrong, and I want you to come to me when I've done something to hurt your feelings or anything, because at the end of the day, I'm human, I'm not perfect. But I don't want you to come at me as, like, in a way where, like, I'm just some chick on the street. And that's where the disrespect comes from. That's the word I'm looking for, disrespect. Yeah. I can't do disrespect in my friendships. Mm-mm. And if you disloyal to me, then that means I can't trust you. So I just don't want you around. There we go. I had to wrap it up in my head. Those are the two non-negotiables. Okay. Because the disrespect is really, really, really big for me, because I'm big on respect. And I always make sure if I have an issue or if I need to show up for a friend, then I will do that in the best way. And so if you disrespect my character and you disrespect, like, who I am as a person, then you don't see the best in me. And if you don't see the best in me, then that means every little thing that I do, you're looking at it as if I have malicious intent, and that's not who I am. And I don't feel like explaining myself to somebody who already thinks the worst of me. Like, and then you just kind of go down a rat hole of keep explaining yourself and explaining your intentions. I don't got time for that, and I don't want to deal with a friend like that.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. The two D's, disloyalty and disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, Dom, you got any additional ones?
See, I was thinking about disrespect, so I'm gonna have to think, because I just feel like that made me think of something else. But how, like, for disrespect when it comes to friends, like the society that we live in, like, they're quick to cut off their friendships, especially females. It's like, oh, she did this, she's gone, she's out. And, you know, as we know with relationships,
keep,
like,
that nigga that ain't shit around 50,000 times.
Over, and it's like, you take him back, but we don't give that same energy to trying to work on these friendships. So
That part, that's a non-negotiable. Like, if you're not willing to work on our friendship, because I rarely have disagreements with my friends or, like, fallouts, and, like, the any fallouts I've had, like, we're no longer friends. But, like, if you're not willing to do what it takes to continue to grow this friendship, but you got a guy in your life or even other friends who are clearly disrespectful to you and what you stand for, but you're quick to throw me away, you're not the person for me. Like, and people, don't put their friendships on the same pedestal as they do with relationships. And I think that's also, I wouldn't say it's a non-negotiable, because that takes some work to get to that level, like to have that mindset. I think that's a red flag, I would say. Like, if you get into a relationship and F all my friendships, like, this is my man, y'all never see me, I'm always with him, like, no, you're not the person for me, because, like, no, I don't like those types of
balance.
Things. Yeah, you need that. You need some individuality. Yeah. Like, but yeah, definitely don't be cutting me off, but you with that ancient nigga. And
it's nothing. But I think that that's, but to you and Dom's point, I think that's something that we really don't think about. Like, I mean, I nurture my friendships. Honestly, every relationship that I have, I try my best to nurture it. I try my best to pour into my friends slash partner. And so it's going to be hard. Every relationship that I have will be hard. In terms of like my romantic partner, like him and I, of course, is a different kind of struggle because we deal with each other every day. So the disagreements and things like that will be more often, just because we're trying to combine our lifestyles together. Mm-hmm. And that's not really the same kind of relationship that you'll have with your friends. Your friends, you'll talk to them every day, once a week, twice a week, whatever. And you guys are both just supporting each other in your life decisions. And so, like, if I make a decision to travel across the world, that doesn't really impact my friends, but it would impact my partner. And so I think both relationships are important, but you have to nurture them differently. Mm-hmm. But the friendship is what we don't value it as much, because we're like, oh, friends come and go. However, friends are the people that you need when it is time to vent, when it is time to be at your lowest point, when it is time to even just want to be your true self and say whatever you want out your mouth without feeling like their feelings would get hurt. And so for me, sisterhood, my friendships are important to me because they keep me grounded. Like, mm-hmm. they remind me who I am. They remind me of my power, and they show up for me. They support me. And so when I need that, instead of it being in a romantic way, that's who I'm leaning on. And so in order for me to even move on in life, I don't know about y'all, but I need people that are going to ground me, other than my family, because my family, you know, they always going to be there. But yeah. I need just the outside support that just knows Asha for who I am, instead of saying, oh, I remember when you was little, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But just knowing who I am at the core and supporting me, loving me, and allowing me to just be my authentic self, and reminding me too of my authentic self.
Yeah, definitely.
Very true.
Yeah, I think, like you said, Asha, they're both very important, but in different ways. And like, you're not always going to be in a relationship. So like, what are you going to do when you're single? And don't be that friend who's the best friend, always at everything when they're single, and then you know when they're in a relationship because they go ghost. And like, your friend can be everything. No one person can be every single thing for you. So like, you need a balance. And so, and I definitely think like, your friends, listen, I need my friends. Friends don't come and go in my life. Like, I need y'all.
Right.
Y'all can't leave me. Y'all stuck with me. So don't do it.
Yeah.
But in thinking about like still friends, how do you support your friend when you don't agree with their decisions? Like with this whole bad boyfriend thing that we're talking about, like, how do you support it?
I would say, so with my friendships, I mean, my friends, they have had some bad boyfriends, and or I wouldn't want to call them bad boyfriends, but where their boyfriends will do something wrong, right? Or their boyfriends do something that I don't really agree with. But I think I support my friend in offering, well, if they ask for my advice, then give them the advice, the best advice, where it's not what I would do, It's more so like giving them the best advice based off of who they are as a person and reminding them of their worth. And also a lot like showing them their options, like not in terms of, okay, well, you can always find another man, but someone does something wrong to you. Okay, here are your options of how you can handle this moving forward and how you can help, you know, this bad boyfriend if he's willing to do the work to get back on the right track. However, if this bad boyfriend isn't trying to work with you or isn't trying to become better, then I have to remind you as a friend, like, hey, it's your life. You can do whatever you want because you have to live it and I want you to be happy. However, it doesn't seem like he's working with you and trying to become better. And then another thing is I try to give them space. I think we underestimate space because we try to make sure that our girlfriends are making the right decision. But like I said, ultimately that friend is going to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And so offering them just not offering, but giving them that space to think about, okay, what do I want to do here? How does he make me feel? Do I want to feel this way again? Like, all of those things, I want all of that to come in your head so that you can make the honest decision and figure out what you want to do moving forward. And to be honest, if my friend decides to move forward with the bad boyfriend, quote unquote, then I'm gonna be like, I support you. Because at the end of the day, I don't want that bad boyfriend to do something even worse. And she feels like she has nobody to turn to. And then I have my friend out here trying to keep a secret, but she's really dying inside. And so it's really important for me to be that outlet to support my friends in all their decisions, even if I don't agree with them, but I'll always be there to pick you up when they fall.
Okay, that's very mature.
Yeah, so, that can be hard.
Well, let me ask you, is there a limit to this support? Like if it's the same old stuff over and over again, you're like, girl, I'm giving you these options, you know you deserve better, you're worthy, and it's just over and over again. At what point is it like, do you ever get to the point where like, don't call me about him if you're not gonna leave him?
Set that boundary.
I think I have to set, it's more so I have to set the boundary for myself, because if my friend keeps going back to the guy that's doing the same thing to her and doing her dirty, then now it's like, okay, Asha, you're taking it too personal, or obviously this situation is, because I'm taking it too personal, I can't deal with it anymore. And so, because ultimately it's going to affect my relationship with her, because I'm going to always feel some kind of way, like, why are you even dealing with him? And so, just to answer your question on what would I do, I would just not discuss it with her until I get into a better headspace where I can show up and be that supportive friend, because I can feel it. Like, you know, when you talking to your friend and she's telling you about this guy and, you know, he ain't shit, and your skin just start boiling. Like, you on the other side of the phone and you like, oh girl, just leave him. When I feel that, then I know I gotta back away, because I'm like, I'm taking it too personal. I'm too in it, and I gotta back up a little bit. I need a break. And I'll have that conversation with my friend, like, you know what? I love you. I love you too much to see you go through this. So I need to take a step back, get myself together, and I'm gonna come back to you. And I'm gonna be able to emotionally and mentally take on all of the problems, all of your issues that you have going on. I'll be able to, once I just take a minute to myself. And I mean, this minute may take, it may take 2 months, it may take 3 months. That doesn't mean I'm not speaking to her throughout the 3 months, but a quick, hey, how you feeling, calling them, just maybe talk about something different. I'll do that, but I do have to make sure that I don't cross, I have to respect my own boundaries and not allow myself to just to get so involved.
Okay. Yeah. So Dom, let me ask you, as my friend who sat by as I was with an ancient nigga, how did you because Dom definitely after the fact was like, yeah, I was wondering how you was messing with him.
I think it was, it's hard because I think I was taking on some of the emotions. I'm just like, what is something else? Like, what's going on? Like, trying to make sense of things that just don't make sense, you know? And yeah, that could be a lot. I actually feel like I should have set more boundaries. I'm not going to lie. I need to get better with that. But yeah, I'm happy now. But during, it's just like, just being like that listening ear, and that's really what I try to do. I wasn't trying to say too much because I knew I didn't agree. So just trying to listen and really be present during those conversations for sure is my specialty. I just choose to be quiet. If I don't have anything nice to say, I'm gonna just try to be quiet.
I need because I am not being quiet. Like, I'm gonna let you get it out, and I'm like, gonna control the conversation. But I'm a person, whether it's friends, like in the workspace, if you keep complaining about something and you don't do anything different to change it, I don't have nothing for you. Like, we don't have anything to talk about. I just don't have the tolerance, and like, I'm like, my door is always open to my friends, but just be prepared that I'm going to tell you how, what do you want to do to change this? Because you're going to keep complaining and complaining and complaining. Now what? Right. I feel like I come from a space where I was that friend that was always going to my friends complaining about stuff. And they probably felt that way. And I wish they would have told me, like, girl, leave his ass. Stop playing. Like, you deserve better. But, like, and it's about your delivery. Like, I'm not going to curse my friends out. But I am a very strong-minded, aggressive person.
Yeah, and so it's no changing your mind.
It's not. And it's just like, girl, because I start hating the person because they making you sad and they're hurting your feelings. So I start taking it on. Like, I don't want to see you hurting. And I know that you can do so much better. So it's really hard for me to not take things personal. So I want to take your advice because I'll be ready.
To be honest, please, To your point about pulling up, I have pulled up on niggas, and I don't know where I get all of this courage to get all, you know, in a nigga face, but I have done that for my friends. And so now that I am older, I'm like, I cannot go down that road because I put myself in danger, and that's not a good look. It's really not, because at the end of the day, yeah, I put myself in danger for that friend. And she ended up staying with him.
Don't even get involved in domestics. They always go big. They always go big. Like, you just gotta be like, okay, girl, I hear you. You done. All right.
Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, from living it, whatever, they always go big. Yes.
And like, so I told myself, I was like, I don't want to get that much involved because I took it so personal and I wanted to protect her. Mm-hmm. I loved her. And I was like, no, like, I'm standing up for you. Like, I'm not allowing this to happen. Now, if he would have pulled a gun out on me or hit me, then I would have been crying. Yeah. And then I would have been salty because she would have still went back to him. And so I was like, I can't put myself in that kind of predicament ever again.
Yeah. And like, friends don't forget. Like, as the friend, you don't forget. You might be mad today and forgive them tomorrow. You know, you could be very forgetful in the relationship, but your friends don't forget.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the consensus is we just got to support with some boundaries in place and from afar, because we sometimes get too invested. And as a friend going through it, just be mindful of, like, I know sometimes you want to vent about it, you really need an outlet, and you, like, your friends are there for that, but also be mindful of their feelings towards it, because they're going to have these negative feelings towards your partner
forever.
Yeah, they're not going to like them ever again. So just be mindful of that and how much you share, how often you share. Your friends are there to support, but but don't weigh them down with yourself, especially if you're gonna go back. Write it down in a journal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, to your point, Fatima, because you know, I have been that friend, just like you said, I've been that friend where I go to my friends and I'm talking all this type of crap about my boyfriends and stuff like that. And so I realized, one, not all information is for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's for one. If it's I've never been in an abusive relationship. But in terms of like, okay, me and my partner, we're not getting along, or just saying, like just different things that you go through in a relationship, I think you have to check yourself sometimes. Cause yeah, you want to talk about it, but you got to check yourself and say, okay, what is this going to do if I share this information with my friend and then I'm still continue to be with this man? Like, will this friend take it too personal? Will this friend, not give me, you know, will this friend give me good feedback or good advice on how to handle the situation? So I will say that you do have to check yourself in how much you're sharing. Because we are adults now and we all go through different things and, you know, stuff happens within a relationship. And so I would say just be careful with who you're sharing it with. I think if you find one person, just because we're talking about relationships right now, if you find one person that you can just share everything about your relationship and you know that they're not going to judge you, you know that they're not going to hold it against your partner, and you know that they're always going to give you the best advice and not, you know, insert themselves into your relationship, then I would say, you know, always have that person and let that be your person. However, all your friend circles, everything ain't for everybody. So you don't gotta tell your whole friend circle or your whole best friend circle, you know, what's going on, because I think the end goal here is I want to protect my relationship for one, but I also want to protect my friendship, which is valuable. I want to make sure that I am not upsetting my friend by sharing this information, but I also want to make sure that I'm not allowing or putting my friend in an uncomfortable situation too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a really great point. So I just feel like sometimes we all can get like that, where we just feel like our friends, like their unconditional love in our friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, you got to be there for me. You got to support me. And no, our friends are human too, and they be going through their stuff, and like, just think that everything really isn't for everybody. And that's not to say you can't trust all of your friends. Some of your friends really gonna be like, no girl, we about to pull up and shoot his ass if you tell me this.
Right.
Some people might just hold your hand and watch you cry. So you just need to be
mindful
of it.
Pick and choose.
Like, for example, if I know like one of your friends, Fatima, if your friend's coming to you, or maybe it could be Dom, but like if Dom is coming to you and she talking shit about some man, she know that she gonna receive the real. You're gonna give it to her straight. If she wanted some honest feedback, Dom like, let me call Fatima and tell her how this nigga got me fucked up.
Okay.
If she's looking for that friend that's gonna be compassionate and understanding and give her like, you know, soft talk and things like that, then obviously she's like, okay, I can't go with Fatima because she gonna wild out. But I may go to my friend Ashley, who's more understanding, or not that Fatima, you're not understanding, but like who has a softer approach, you know, just because that's how you want to receive that information, you know, or that advice.
Yes. Yes. Y'all know. Don't come to me with no nut stuff, because I'm giving to you the rule. But it's crazy because Dom could play both roles. Like, Dom really have her moment where she's like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And then she's like, nigga, like, stop playing.
In the mood, I guess.
Yeah, like, Dom can definitely switch it up. I need to get to that point, because I'm very much fuck that nigga on to the next. But
no, but I think, Fatima, Fatima, you show up as your authentic self. And I think that's what makes you valuable within a friendship, is that you are going to be real. You are going to set your friend straight. Like, girl, get yourself together. Like, you're that friend that's going to check me and going to remind me, like, I'm that bitch. And so you got to have that friend. Like, that friend that's really going to be like, girl, do you know who you are? Like,
okay.
You need that.
Yeah. Y'all hear that? Y'all about to value me. I have to value. Like, like wrapping up about friends, y'all know how it tends to come from guys and some other females about this whole birds of a feather flock together mindset. And like, to an extent, I agree with that, because I can't be around you if we don't have the same mindset and we don't view, like, you know, we don't view things similarly, or we don't share some of the same values. But it's always in a situation, it was like, well, if your friend is a hoe, that makes you a hoe too, because you're friends with her. How do y'all feel about that?
That's not true.
That's not true. Like, your friend is a grown, consenting adult who can
right.
make her own decisions regarding sex, and that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah. I think, okay, so let me tell y'all how I go about my friends. I have friends for different, like, for the different parts of Asha, right? Okay. So there's so many layers of me, and I have friends that fulfill all of these layers. Mm-hmm. So I love to have fun. I like to turn up. I like to drink sometimes, whatever, and just enjoy myself. I like to dance. And so I have friends that like to do that. Then I have friends that's also like very religious and remind me of, I need to stay connected with God. And so then I have those friends. And then I have friends that are like my boss babe friends who, like, we discuss business ideas, and we discuss like different things that's happening in the world and stuff like that. And then sometimes I got my friends that's just all wrapped into one that I like to gossip with, you know, like, So I have friends for different parts of me. And I think, no, for me, no, it doesn't mean my friends that I like to dance with, or my friends that I like to go to parties or whatever with, that doesn't mean that, oh, those are my whole friends. It's just, those are my friends that I know I'm gonna have a good time with. And if those friends tend to be a little promiscuous, I'll say that because I don't like to use the other words, but if they are a little promiscuous, a little free spirited, if you will, then a guy will know. And this has happened to me before, because I was a little slow on the puberty side, but guys would assume that I was down, like, for the, like, sexual stuff. But then they would know, like, right away after, like, a conversation with me, after 5 minutes of even meeting me, to be honest, they'd be like, oh, this girl don't know nothing. She ain't really down. She looking for a relationship. And so that's how they'll defer me from that friend that is free spirited, if you will. That's a little more free spirited than I am.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to, like, how we were talking about supporting your friend when you don't agree with their decisions. And those could be their sexual decisions. Because
Be safe.
Yeah, be safe and do. I do not care at all. Like, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. And I feel like we too grown to be grouping friends together, because let us group a guy group of friends together. And oh my gosh,
generalize all men and
yada yada. Okay, so it's just like
people,
like, and I agree with you, Asha. I have friends I don't have many friends, but I have friends, all of them got, you know, different, let me stop, because I don't really have that many friends to say for the different sides of me, but, you know, like, I know who I can call for different things.
Like, I'm the more like mild
and then I got like my turn up, let's be ratchet friends. But like, listen, we all are our own separate people. We are separate entities. You do you.
Exactly. I
do you. Like, we are grown and we make our own decisions. So let's move away from it, fellas, because I think that's a fellas thing. And in talking about fellas, we talk about dating a lot on this podcast. and you actually have a podcast about dating. But like talking about dating as a woman, it's way harder. One, because there's less men in the world. And on top of it being less men in the world, they're not quality men. So it's really like, it's just, it's like three layered, or maybe like three tiered, or maybe more tiered. But like, I always see these clips on Twitter with men who have podcasts who are always talking about women, what we can do to attract a man. If we do this, men won't want us. If we act like this, we're too clingy, we're too this, we're too that. In addition to all of that and like societal expectations and beauty standards and all of that, it's hard for women to date because there's so many people like pulling us in different directions of what we should and shouldn't be doing. And if you run into the females who are free spirited, then there's something wrong with them. Like, they shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be so in tune with their sexuality. Like, what do we do? What can we do? Because it's everywhere we turn, we're doing something wrong.
Honestly, I think that we have to take the things that men say with a grain of salt, because people can only discuss or give advice based off of their experiences, and then that their perspective reflects that experience. And so I always take I always take the male perspective with a grain of salt, because I don't know what that man has been through. But also I have to find security and just confidence in who I am. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of men, and I actually sometimes enjoy the male perspective because we don't really talk about it as much, or we used to not talk about it as much. So hearing a lot of men are being like more vocal now, it's a little refreshing. And at the same time, it also makes me think, and it also makes me reflect on how I react to certain situations and how I process certain situations like conflicts and things like that. And so that gets me to thinking. However, I think that it doesn't mean that these men are like bad people. Like, for example, like Kevin Samuels, he's somebody that is very honest. He says a lot of things that I don't agree with, and then a lot of things that make me go, like, I didn't really think of it that way. And so that kind of situation, like, I just take a lot of what he says with a grain of salt, and I don't allow it to affect me. But I feel like I'm on a tangent right now, and I want to make sure I'm answering your question. So am I answering it?
Yeah, you are. Listen, you Ray Charles to the BS, basically. How do you feel about all of these messages, I'll call them, I'll hear about dating as a woman?
I do agree, like, men are being a lot more vocal nowadays. Some of them need to be quiet. I think it's just a lot of like what a woman should do, what she should be, how she should alter herself. And I don't hear enough about like what they're doing, what they're bringing to the table, like taking some type of just like accountability sometimes for like how women are triggered by them. Like, of course, granted, we can be a little crazy, that's of course, we're emotional creatures, but like they don't always see what they're doing, like what makes us react in that way and acknowledge that. So I mean, it's good that they're speaking, but they also need to listen too.
Yeah, they need to. And I feel like every time they have a woman come on a show, they just like trash her, or they just, it just be so bad. Like, it's not really for her perspective. It's just to get on there and basically say what they were already saying, but just say it to a woman's face. Or they might have the women who are like the pick me's and like, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. And it's like, sis, be real. Like, I'm definitely a part of the Niggas Ain't Shit fan club for sure. I am. I would be the first to say it. But I'm also open to hearing perspectives. But the perspectives I have heard further my belief that niggas ain't shit. So until I get some fresh perspective that I can agree with and understand, I'm gonna stand on it. But men don't be like talking about themselves. What do y'all do? What can y'all do for us? It's always what we need to do to attract the man. Well, what are y'all doing
to attract the woman or whoever you're trying to be with?
Yeah, right? Like y'all don't be doing up and it's just like
being them. That's supposed to be good enough.
I think that is just to be honest, I think that there's a huge misunderstanding between women and men, because in terms of dealing with each other, because we all know that a lot of the way, like I said before, the way that you respond to certain things, such as conflict, is based off of past experiences. And so there's a huge misunderstanding because you don't know what that man has gone through in their childhood in terms of, I'll use an example as like being yelled at, right? Like, so say if a man has like their mother abused them or something like that, like verbally abused them and physically abused them. And so when a woman yells at them, it's triggering. And so that causes the man to kind of put a wall up and, you know, now he doesn't care about your feelings and he's not taking accountability for anything. And, you know, now he's just like on the defense. And so ultimately his real reason of being on the defense and just saying like, you know, I don't like when you yell at me is because he went through that shit in the past. Like his,
I'm going to stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Because this, you talking to two therapists right now. And I'm going to tell all y'all men out there who have this experience or something similar, get help. Like that.
Right.
Therapy is very important.
Like, I just feel, and I understand, trust me, I can empathize with anyone who, because honestly speaking, like my background is in early childhood development. Everything that we know, how we are, our mannerisms, like our demeanor, is a result of our upbringing and our childhood experiences. So I understand like how we view the world and that it was shaped by these experiences. But if you know that you have a jaded view of the world, or you're moving, like you're doing mild adaptive behaviors and you know something is off, it's a little wrong, you should probably seek professional help. Like I think that's a perfect segue into mental health with men versus women. Like women were all for, well, not all women, but most women are all for getting a therapist, even if it's like, whether it be individual or couples therapy. Women, they're like, let's go to therapy. Like I'm all for it. And men hold on to these negative experiences and have these defense mechanisms. Don't nobody know what's going on. They got these walls built up. Don't want to talk or open up about it. And we supposed to just deal with it and mother them because they have mommy issues. Like I'm sorry, that's the thing. Super insensitive, but that's what it comes down to. I'm not your therapist. Season two,
or your mom,
or your, oh my god, or your mom. Season 2, episode 5. Go listen to it. But yeah, like I am your partner. Like I cannot be your therapist and your mother. You need to go talk to somebody about that. I'm sorry. Now, I just want to put it out there.
No. I wasn't saying that women, we should deal with it. My point was that there's a misunderstanding. And so that misunderstanding is due to the lack of communication on the male and sometimes the female, you know, perspective and how they share their feelings and things like that. And so it doesn't mean that you have to deal with it. Excuse me. However, I do think that there is that misunderstanding where men, they will talk all this stuff about, oh, women don't do this and this is what we need. Well, now in my eyes, oh, well, let me look at the perspective of, okay, what do men need to feel seen, to feel like I'm boosting their ego? What do men need to feel like safe? Since that's excuse me, since we're talking about mental health, and vice versa. So I hope men out there are looking at the woman's perspective on like, okay, how can I show up better for a woman? How can I make sure a woman feels safe? And, you know, so on and so on. And so I just say that all to say, it's like, there's a misunderstanding because men, they worried about their own struggle and, you know, the things that they have to deal with, for example, and, you know, as a Black male, they have to deal with society against them. And then Black women, we focus on our own struggle. We focus on, you know, the thing, you know, the Black woman is the most unprotected being in, you know, in society at this moment. And so we're both focusing, you know, we're focusing on two different things. I'm focusing on my struggle. They focus on their struggle. And that's where the misunderstanding comes, instead of empathizing and adjusting the problem. And so just to your point in terms of mental health and therapy, listen, me and just to be transparent, me and my partner, we go to couples therapy because we weren't communicating properly. I felt like it was getting toxic in terms of how we were communicating. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I need to schedule us a session. And so mm-hmm. I, of course, like, he wasn't really open to it because Black men, they are... I can empathize on the perspective of being vulnerable in front of somebody that you don't know, because Black men are taught not to be vulnerable with people. So I understand that the fact that my partner was apprehensive about doing couples therapy. However, he did it for me. So, you know, great. But I just say that all to say is like, couples therapy, it works. It allows me to see things from his perspective, and it allows him to see things from my perspective. So, huge therapy advocate, and I go to therapy by myself too. I don't just do couples. I'd be like, Ash, you got a couple demons inside you that you need to get out, and it's not cute anymore. So you need to get yourself together and be a grown woman now.
Yeah, and I think that, like you said, Asha, I think society kind of pits men against women. Like I think this all comes down to like how we're brought up and like the different messages that we see, like even with like men being taught not to show emotion, and you all know toxic masculinity and how prevalent that is. And that shows up in a relationship, because a relationship is an emotional experience. And if you can't show me how you feel about me because you're unable to, or you don't know how, that's a problem. Like, that's
not a good enough excuse at this old age.
We all know Black mental health.
Oh, girl, you did not call us old. I ain't old.
Not old. Okay, but we're adults. Oh,
she
now.
Thinks that we old.
We're adults now. That, like, we're not kids.
No, yeah, that's I'm just kidding. And I know that, you know, it's hard to take the first big step of acknowledging that you might need help and might need to talk to somebody.
It's the first step.
But I'm telling you, it's nothing wrong with therapy. I can't think of the only time you might have a bad experience is if you and your therapist don't click.
And get another one. I always tell people, it's like dating. You can find another therapist.
Yeah, like, it's really nothing.
I was just about to say that.
Like, nothing
therapy
but good.
Is like dating.
Yeah, nothing but good can come from you having a great relationship with a great therapist. It can only go up from there. And you already know, we are pro therapy. That is our livelihood. So,
yeah.
Yes, put some respect on our names, but like, everybody, men, women, they got children in therapy, y'all. Like, so really, like, that's a big part of, no matter if you, even if you are going through some work stuff, like friendship stuff, like, girls, if y'all are that girlfriend of ours that got that bad boyfriend, go get a therapist. You could talk to her and she can never get tired of hearing about it.
She get paid for it.
Okay. So
she getting paid to hear you talk and complain. Okay.
So anything you going through, therapy is there for you. Sponsor us. No. But yeah, we cover a lot of ground about girl code and like what that looks like for us, and it's definitely a lot of universal unspoken rules that we all follow and we all hold near and dear to our hearts. And this is just the beginning of the Battle of the Sexes series, And so thank you, Asha, for coming on and giving us the female perspective. We're going to challenge the guys on the next episode.
Oh, I'm excited to hear the next episode because, like I said before, I love the male perspective just because I like to look at things differently. But thank you guys so much for having me. I love Pillow Talk. Always gives me a chance to just bond with some girls and, you know, just talk about life and everything that's going on. So it's really an honor to be a guest here today.
Thank you, girl. We love the support. And before we let you go, we have an hashtag X team this week. You know, I'll read the letter that the listener wrote in, and then I'll toss it to you and Dom to give your advice. So this week it says, I think I'm too nice. I notice that the people around me do and say things that bother me, but I don't speak up about it. I know a part of that is my fault, but I don't get why I have to explain things that seem like common sense to me to other people who claim to know me best. Here's a little context. My bestie is always downplaying me, whether it's how I get my nails, the outfits I wear when we go out, or my choice in men. I'm on a few dating apps, and not gonna lie, I'm partaking in hookup culture. I don't plan on taking these people serious, but she still always finds something negative to say about them. At first, I thought it was just tough love because she wanted me to step into myself and glow up, but now it's becoming a little too much. She could never compliment me or give any words of encouragement. My mom thinks that she might be jealous of me, but I don't see how that's true, being as though I tend to fade into the background and I consider myself all around average. Could she really be jealous of me? And if she is, why? How do I address this? Please help.
Dom, I'm gonna let you go first.
The being too nice part, I can relate a little to that. I'm like, okay, sound a little bit like me. being a little nice and not always speaking up. But then a part of me is feeling like this friend might be a little, like, not really much of a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, she never compliments you. She never lifts you up. Like, everything that you're doing, she's just downplaying. Like, this seems like a toxic friendship almost. Like. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she's trying to come from a good place or if it's just like she doesn't want to see you doing better than her type of situation. I know it might be hard, but as a quiet person myself and someone who's too nice, you do have to kind of work on being direct. And that is mm-hmm. very difficult when you're so used to just being very passive. Mm-hmm. So like work on finding your voice and figuring out exactly what you want to say to this friend. And if this is even a friendship that you want to continue to work on, or mm-hmm. you can maybe find a better friend, because this girl, she doesn't seem like she has your best interest at heart, and I don't really know what's up with this, but yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely, just to piggyback off of what Dom said, because Dom literally took the words right out of my mouth, but I would say, one, to Dom's point, be very direct. I've learned the hard way that people cannot read your mind. That you have to let people know how to show up for you, how you like to be spoken to, and how you even like to be nurtured, right? And so I realized that I needed to assert myself with my friendships, with my partner, with my family. That's a big one. With my family, of how I want them to communicate with me and how I want to receive information and even handle me. But to go on that part about if she's jealous of you, I don't know if she's jealous, because the first thing that came in my mind was that maybe she's just used to your lifestyle always being, okay, the hookup. Like, she always is having hookups with different guys. She doesn't take them seriously and things like that, which is understandable because, you know, you're just having fun. And you want to support your friend in that, in this stage that they have in their life. However, the whole like talking you down and stuff like that, that's what I don't agree with. And it's like, okay, you need to check your friend. You need to have that open and honest conversation in terms of, okay, you've been doing this and this and this for the past, I don't know, years or months, whatever. We need to fix this because this isn't working for me and it's causing a lot of resentment. And to be honest, if you don't fix it, then I don't see us being friends.
period. It is, it's a hater to me. It's a hater. There's no other explanation. And it, like, you saying that you don't understand how she can be jealous of you because you're average. And more times than not, when somebody feels like they're average or like they, like, you know, like they fade into the background, like you said, other people tend to see that spark in you that you don't see in yourself. And that's what I feel like it is. Like, she probably sees, like, damn, like, she kind of, like, you don't, you might not be average to her, and she might be threatened by that for whatever reason. I really don't know why she's jealous. I wouldn't say in this conversation, but like, why are you jealous of me? But you can say it comes off as jealousy.
Exactly.
It comes off as like you throwing shade all of the time, like talking about your nose and what you wearing. Like, dang. You're what? No compliment.
Yeah, at that point, you're just picking. Like my nails, my hair, and the way I dress and stuff. If you're really commenting about that, then it's like, what do you really think of me? Or like, what do you say behind my back? You know, like that's where you cross the line because you're putting me down.
Yeah, and that's not tough love because she wants you to glow up. You probably, depending on how long y'all been friends, you probably glowed up. And like I said, you probably don't see or feel that, but you probably did glow up. And she like, oh, wow, I can't have this. Let me put her down. But yeah, I don't know what you can say in the conversation besides like, what's your whole thing? Because I'm...
The real director.
Because what, like, is, you can't beat around the bush with this. Or even if she throw some shade back, like, damn, you always got something negative to say. And see what she say. Because, I mean, I don't.
Or no, honestly, I mean, I think that she should handle it because she said this is her best friend, right? If I can remember correctly. This is her best friend. She needs to come to her with how what she's doing makes her feel, because that may not be what her best friend, that may not be her intention. However, the girl,
Asha, you too nice. That's her intention.
No, I'm serious.
You're trying to hurt her. You being too nice.
No, I really do think that like she needs to have a conversation about, okay, this is what, like, you do this, you talk about this about me, and you say this to me, that makes me feel blah, 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 because she needs to correct it. And then if she doesn't correct it, if she doesn't apologize, then obviously she was never your friend, and you need to, you know, cut ties with her. But
possibly be, there's no reasonable explanation for this. Like, there's nothing you could say for the letter writer to be like, oh, I understand. You didn't mean to do it. This would, no, you're mean.
Like,
every time she got her nails done, they've been ugly. Come on. Like,
or like, send her some pictures, some design, or go with her. Like, girl, let's go get her nails done.
But what is she getting? It's only so much. Like, who? I don't think I ever really seen somebody's nails and was like, your nails are ugly.
I don't even pay attention. I'm looking at you now. I don't be paying attention. Like, that
I don't
much.
Like, I don't pay, right. Every time you get your nails on, or when y'all go out, she got something to say. And she, y'all ain't go shopping.
But then I'm not. Like, but like I said in the beginning of this podcast episode, is I'm big on nurturing my friendships. And so if this friend is doing something to hurt me and it's really bothering me, and I call this person my best friend, because for whatever reason this girl has identified this other person as her best friend, so she must be loyal or she must be nice some kind of way, I don't know how, but in some kind of way, because she said that this is her best friend. I think that the conversation is worth having and addressing it and just seeing how she carry it moving forward. That's going to be your determining factor of like if the relationship is going to end or not. Give it a try. And if she's not really trying to work on herself and become a better friend for you, then you gotta leave her hanging. Because, well, not leave her hanging, but you gotta leave her, because it's not going to be healthy for you.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Because I just want to know, if you get her response, tell me what she said. Because I want to know, how can you explain this behavior? It's not okay. It's not normal. But I hope that the conversation.
Good luck.
Yeah, I hope we
go. Yes, good luck.
Because that's difficult. But again, thank you, Asha, aka the Questions Queen, for helping us kick off the Guys versus Girls series. And we always appreciate you stopping by. It's always a good time.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back, and I look forward to coming back to Pillow Talk. Bye, guys.
I hope you guys enjoy listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at PillowTalk_Uncensored. And don't forget to shop with Sageners. Make sure you use promo code PillowTalk20 for 20% off your next purchase. See you next time.